Hi, my name is Blake Roberts, and Snoopy and I have been friends for a long time. I'm here today to talk about two subjects. First of all, I have some advice for raising disabled children. If you are a disabled child, or a parent of a disabled child, it may seem a bit scary learning how to cope with a disability. I hope that my advice and experiences will help you to view disability in a different light. It's important to focus on the positive, not the negative. And it's equally important to focus on what you can do if you're a child, or what your child can do, and not on what he can't. Let me give a story to illustrate my points. First of all, though, let me indicate that I know for a fact that blindness is just part of who I am, and also that people with disabilities are just like everyone else. We may do things differently, but this is because we learn how to overcome obstacles by doing things in different ways. Now for my story. When I was 11, I wanted to learn how to cook. My mother is the best cook in my house because my father doesn't know how to cook. I was getting really frustrated because I wanted to learn how to cook just like she could. I wanted to be more independent rather than having to rely on someone else to do all the cooking. I thought it was high time as a kid for me to learn to be more independent. So I went to my mother and told her that I wanted to learn how to cook. And she said, "Well, I wish I could teach you, but I don't know how. I'm afraid that if I try to teach you how to learn the stove, that you will hurt yourself." I said, "I know, but I want to learn how to cook. I'm 11 years old, and I want to be more independent. I feel a bit frustrated having to rely on you to do all the cooking. It's time that I learned to do things for myself." And she restated that she wanted to teach me, but she didn't know how, and she was fearful that I would hurt myself. It's important to note at this point that my parents have always had high expectations for me. Let me repeat that again. My parents have always had high expectations for me, and they knew that even though I had a disability, I was just as capable of doing things as anyone else. Since my mother didn't know how to teach me how to cook, she contacted the Agency for the Blind. And that summer, a gentleman came out to my house. He was an independent living specialist. And he went over the basics of cooking as well as some other things. I cooked brownies for the first time, and I felt a feeling of exhilaration that finally I was learning how to cook. Finally, I could do what I wanted to do in learning to do things for myself. And I also learned about how to safely use the oven without hurting myself, and that was a big thing. And as stated before, the independent living specialist also taught me a variety of other things. But when he left, my mother's fears took over. This is because the independent living specialist tried to cover as much as possible in his time with me. But I wasn't completely confident in what I was doing, and so as a result, my mother did not have the adequate skills to teach me how to proceed in the area of cooking. As a result, my desire to cook was put on hold for 14 years. And at the end of that time, I was sick and tired of not knowing how to cook. I wanted to do it, and I understood where my mother was coming from, but I still wanted to be more independent, particularly after I reached the age of 21 and became an adult. So I went to the State Agency for the Blind and said, "I want to learn how to be more independent. I want to learn the skills that my mother doesn't know how to teach me." Strange as it may seem, the independent living specialist came out again, the same guy who was there 14 years before. This time, we went over what I wanted to practice, and practice, and practice, until I was completely confident in knowing exactly what I was doing. The first thing we went over was cooking, since that had been put on hold for so long. I relearned some of the things that I had learned from way back when, and I cooked cookies for the first time. And again, I felt that feeling of exhilaration. Sure, I didn't mind going over things like pouring and using measuring cups, but I wanted to get to the really exciting stuff. So I was really excited when I finally got to actually cooking stuff with the stove. And when I did that cooking with the stove, I was overjoyed that finally I was learning how to cook again. Finally, I was learning to be more independent. Actually cooking things was really a joy. And the second thing that we went over was vacuuming. Now, this was something that the independent living specialist had gone over when I was a kid, but in the intervening years, I had forgotten how to vacuum. In relearning the skill, I discovered that in order to vacuum, I have to do a circular motion in a small corner of the room and then move to another section. It's kind of like dividing up a square into four parts. And after I learned the vacuuming skill, the final thing I learned about was laundry. Now, when I was a kid, laundry was something that my mother had wanted me to learn because she was probably tired of having to do all my clothes for me. And besides, I wanted to do laundry myself. So the independent living specialist had put dots on the washer and dryer. Unfortunately, 10 years after he came, the washer and dryer broke. And so we had to get a new washer and dryer, which of course didn't have any dots on it. Since I was unable to use the washer or dryer without help, I was unable to do laundry for the next several years. When the specialist was out when I was an adult, he put new dots on the new washer and dryer so that again I could do laundry. And as with the cooking, I felt a feeling of exhilaration that finally I could do more things for myself and be more independent. That's the key, being willing to try new things. Sure, having to do things differently and learn how to do things differently may be a challenge, but it's definitely worth it. It's through learning how to do things that people with disabilities learn how to overcome obstacles. Learning to do things differently may be challenging, but the challenges can be conquered. And learning those new skills may take time, so be patient if it takes longer than you expect to learn how to do something differently. It's definitely worth all the time that is put into it. It's also important in learning how to do things more independently to seek information when you don't know what to do. It's so easy when you don't know what to do to give in to, I don't know how to do this, but don't give in to that negativity. Focus on the fact that you want to learn something, and even though you may have to learn how to do something differently, you will definitely have the satisfaction of knowing that you learned how to do something new. So again, when you don't know how to do something, seek information. One of the best ways to look for information these days is on the Internet. The Internet has a vast array of information, and it's mind-boggling how much information is out there. If you go into your favorite search engine and type raising blank children, where blank is the name of the disability your child has, or if you're a person with a disability, you can type terms into your search engine like coping with blank, where the disability is the blank, and you are very likely to find information. You are very likely to find information on the Internet because the Internet is so vast. And if the Internet does not provide all the information that you need, there are still resources out there, and I encourage you to investigate all resources available, specifically agencies in your local area for people with disabilities, because those agencies are there to help you or your child to learn to be his best, whether it be in independence, looking for a job, whatever. The agencies are there to help. So look to see what agencies are in your local area, and look to see how they can help you or your child. Let me sum up this topic with three statements I made earlier. Focus on what you, as a disabled person, or your child with a disability, can do, and not on what they can't. Focus on the positive, not the negative. And be willing to try new things. It may involve doing something a bit differently, but you can learn to do new things. My second subject involves a hobby that I have. It is making a speech synthesizer called Deck Talk to sing. Now, for those who don't know what speech synthesis is, speech synthesis means typing text into the computer and having it verbalized through synthetic speech. Nowadays, synthetic speech has been replaced by human speech, but whether the voice is synthetic or human, it can verbalize information and speak text. I learned about Deck Talk many years ago, and I wanted to make it sing, but I had no idea how to for many years. Then one day, I woke up and realized the general idea of how to make Deck Talk sing. It's a combination of putting the sounds for words, the time value for the length of the note, and the pitch to represent the note. With the word, time values together, deck talk can be made to sing. I went online and learned generally how to make deck talk sing, and made several songs. However, my skills were not very good because I was still learning how to do it. Then, I met my friend Snoopy Botten. It was through his help and software that he created that I learned how to really make deck talk sing. Not only how to make it sound better, but how to make deck talk sing to music. And Snoopy's help has really been inspiring for me because I have learned how to make deck talk sing even more and even better than I ever thought I could. I have two other contributions on this CD. First is a song that I made myself called I Made It Through the Rain. Making deck talk sing this song was a dream come true for me. This is because I had always wanted to make deck talk sing with my favorite artist, and I was able to make deck talk sing a song by that artist. And incidentally, the song by my favorite artist happens to be my favorite song that he ever did. So I Made It Through the Rain was really fun to do, since a dream came true. My other contribution is playing a part in making the song I Hope You Dance. Snoopy started to make that song, but he had a lot of problems with the sheet music. It was very difficult for him to read. And after he did verse one in the chorus, he asked me to finish it because he was so frustrated with how difficult the sheet music was. My contribution to the song was making verse two and the rest of the song, as well as fixing a lot of problems that the sheet music caused in verse one and the chorus that Snoopy had done. I hope that you enjoy the rest of Snoopy's CD, both my contributions and everything else that Snoopy has included. I hope you enjoy it.